At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We'll get to the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report in a moment with some interesting news about the Phils playing last night that doesn't make you feel confident about tonight's game. We'll get to that in a moment. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the Twitter question. Did you watch Taylor Swift on the New Heights podcast? What do you think the response is to that?
No.
Oh, and what do you think the number is?
I'm going to go 73%.
You're right on. No, it's 75.9%.
Wow. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, I saw the clip. I wish, sometimes I come across as Taylor Swift hater. I'm not.
Yeah.
I think she's got a bunch of good songs. I just I don't get like the thing.
Yeah, I'm not in. Yeah, I'm out.
It's fine.
Got nothing against her.
Yeah,
help
nothing
her
wrong.
And Travis.
Yeah.
Stay in love, stay together forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is not.
It's just like, it's not my thing. And I love pop music.
Yeah. I know.
I'm pop music guy. I'm Olivia Rodrigo guy, Sabrina Carpenter guy.
Here's the funny thing.
Hey.
It hasn't turned me into a Taylor Swift fan.
Her being football adjacent.
It didn't make me go out and want to get Taylor Swift music.
How many NFL fans has Taylor Swift brought over to her music?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we talk about how many people she's brought to the NFL. I'm like, how many people did turn into Taylor Swift fans now?
I don't get it. But it was a cool interview. I mean, I watched it.
It's cool that she gave him the exclusive. He's probably like, finally.
Yeah.
Do something for my career. I'm flying all around to see your concerts. You know?
Well, she's doing much more for his career.
Yeah, I would say so. Yes. I would say so. Let's talk about the Phils.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Says Jackie Baseball.
A loaded Jackie Baseball Report. Loaded Jackie Baseball Report. A lot to get to.
You're going to give me a chance to complain about last night's game during the report.
I don't know. Do you want to complain about last night's
game? Can I just give 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
It's just the thing with this team, this specific year, is they just will not give. I believe in the Phillies this year. I do. But I kind of want that wave where everybody's feeling it and everybody's believing and everybody's excited.
Yeah.
And they just never give you that opportunity.
You don't want that in August, though.
Well, but it's, but we.
Well, we're trying to start to build
August
momentum.
Is the
we
end
do
of the
want
year.
It in August.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's wild that they have the same record they had last year, but there's never been a point during. We started off, 44-19 something last year, something crazy. There's never been a real time this year where it's all clicking for a substantial amount of time. And coming after that first win in Cincinnati, I'm like, here it is. I keep saying the same thing. They're going to rip off 7 or 8 in a row. And then they win that first game in Cincinnati, and then they give you so huge duds in the second two games. And it like, again, it does not affect my overall belief in what they can do as a team. I just, from like a wave standpoint, I just want them to rip off a bunch of wins, put the division away, get everyone excited. But it's like they have a limiter. Like, you know how the cars that when kids are learning how to drive, there's like a limiter how fast it can go.
Sure.
There's like a limiter on this team from excitement. And as soon as everybody starts getting excited, they're like, oh, we better not score for two games. And, you know.
Don't want to peak too early.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yeah, everybody's getting excited. Throw Romano out there for a minute.
Well, again, if Bryce Harper would have properly fielded the baseball or properly played first base, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, but we can't make the guy's got his ERA is 7. He's pitched a ton.
I know.
We can't keep making excuses for Romano.
What was Lidge's ERA in 09?
It was like 6 something after the first month. Yeah. But he wasn't good in 09.
I know.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, I know. High hopes, Jackie Baseball.
So speaking of the effort we might see tonight.
Thank you.
Effort we might see tonight. The Phillies had a maintenance issue with their plane in Cincinnati after last night's game. Once again, the city of Cincinnati trying to keep Kyle Schwarber in town. Unbelievable. So they had to stay overnight in Cincinnati. And their plane just landed, I guess, a short time ago in Washington. The game's at 6:45 tonight. That per Scott Lauber.
Wow. I hope they get a police escort to the stadium. It can take a while to get around over there.
I'm wondering, couldn't they have caught a morning flight?
Well, you've had problems sometimes with the morning flight out of Cincinnati.
They're not going through the airport, though, man. I mean,
that's actually a good point. Why can't they fly at 8 or 9 or
why'd they get up this morning?
Yeah.
I'm sure they got as fast as they could. I don't know.
We need at least three, because this is Jackie's excuse.
Oh, this feels like a nice Splitsville down in Washington.
No, we need at least three out of four. We got seven out of the next 10 games are against the Nationals. We need at least five.
Yeah, Washington, they're dreadful now.
Why are they playing a game at 11:35 on Sunday morning?
Because of Roku.
Oh, it's a Roku game.
Yeah, so the Roku exclusive, they played even earlier.
Yeah. They did that. Some of the Apple games are in the morning. I thought were Prime games or something.
Really?
Well, Roku games. Every Roku game on Sunday is at 11:35. So yeah. I don't know. That's where my mom came over and weed whacked my front lawn because I was watching the film.
That one is 11:35 on Sunday.
Do I have Roku? Do we have that?
I think it's free if you just download the app.
Yeah. If you're in the watching area, is it?
I
gotta watch the freaking. Well, if you don't have Roku, remember you can hear every game on 94 WIP and the free Odyssey.
That's true, yes.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yep.
Did you appreciate Matt Strom tweeting after the game immediately about Bryce Harper's cards?
Okay, this guy. Dude.
What happened?
So, and
you just stood up, sit down, and
well,
sit that
it's
up.
Well, like, enough!
Yes.
So,
like,
all
what
right.
happened?
So Strom the other day. Strom is like Mr. Baseball card. All right, whatever. We always got to have hobbies. And I think it's pounded in my brain even more because every time there is a rain delay, it's Matt Strom opening baseball cards on NBC Sports Philly, right? So
he's a baseball. He collects baseball cards.
Oh, he loves baseball cards.
Okay.
Yeah, remember we had him on at one point, and he's trying to get like this one card or something, like of his own card. So he decides a week ago that he's going to get Bryce Harper into baseball cards. And he tweets out, hey, I'm going to get Harp into baseball cards. If you have any exclusive one-of-a-kind Harp cards, he's willing to trade some of his game-used gear for baseball cards. I'm sure Bryce Harper is just like, yeah, get me going. I'm sure this is all Harp and not Matt Strom. So then, 1 hour after they lose 8-0, after two pathetic performances, and by the way, it's not like Matt Strom has been lights out this year. I get a tweet. I see a Matt Strom tweet. Again, an hour after an 8-0 loss.
Yeah.
These Harp cards are wild. I have created a fire I can't contain. Let us get back to Philly next week, and I think I have an idea to make this work. Your patience, I think I got this right this time, are appreciated. No, your patience is appreciated. But that said, can we just settle down on the baseball cards for 2 seconds, wait till the next morning?
Right.
It's sort of like Neshek. Neshek had a baseball card problem. Remember, you go to you made the All-Star team, and then you asked other players to sign cards. And,
oh, did he?
And,
wow.
And Zach Greinke, I think, wanted to stuff him in a locker.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It's just like, come on, man. An hour after the loss?
Yeah.
Oh, when we get back in town, how about instead of worrying about Bryce Harper's baseball cards, you figure out why guys hit balls 110 miles an hour 500 feet off of you? Dig in, Matt.
I know.
I'm impressed you guys are following Matt Strom.
You know what?
Twitter's like, I don't even follow him. Twitter's like, I bet you want to see this Matt Strom tweet. It gave it to me anyway. Come on, man. Dig in.
Yeah. Lock in, man.
Lock in.
Yeah, stop throwing 91.
Yes.
Get it up a little bit. Pause. Casty.
Yeah.
219 OBP since July 1st. OBP. OBP.
Wow.
It's a little concerning. No walks in August.
There you go. Not That's even, a Casty, man.
Not even one. The question is, you let him play through it, or do you start platooning him with Kepi?
Play through. I'm team play through it. Where are you?
Well, I know he's going to play through it, but I would love for a platoon just to see his reaction to him being platooned.
It would be good content.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there's no way Topper is platooning him.
I think they got to let him play through it. You need him. I think about this
doing?
Way. I think about it this way. After he was...
Except ruining my parlays.
Every night.
Stop putting him in your parlays.
Good point.
After that beginning 6 weeks of the season last year, when they let him play through all that, he ended up heating up.
And he
up.
Was even worse then.
He was way worse. He was hitting a
I don't know. He was not worse than
this. No, he was worse then.
Dude, 219 OBP since July 1st?
I think...
Unbelievable.
I think, like, I would let him play through it. Because they're going to need everything.
Yeah,
and I can't risk losing him.
I think he might already be lost. Like, if you go back to the day after he was benched to now, he's hitting 222 with a 650 OPS. I mean, he might just, that thing might have just derailed his season. Because then he's starting to swing first pitch all the time after that.
Like he's remember just, that? He's like,
I know.
Like
point of it.
Six
I
straight
know.
Games.
He by war, again, you can say what you want about war.
Yeah.
One of the 9 worst players in baseball. Like qualified players in baseball.
Well, I was told he's a good fielder because he didn't have any errors.
Right.
Yeah.
We would never make that argument with Trey.
I would not.
That's almost, it's not quite the same, but that's almost the Jalen and no interceptions thing.
It's exactly the same. Are you kidding me? It is exactly the same.
Elliot would be arguing that he's actually a good defensive player.
Yeah, you can't make an error on a ball you don't get to.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So I think this.
What do you think they're going to do?
So I think there's a chance they start platooning.
I do.
Like, I think they're as annoyed by the Cassie thing as we are.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Get him out of there, Dan!
He will be, after the year. After the year.
Well, we were told that about Bohm, by the way.
Well,
they can't be precious about the Nick Castellanos trade, is what I'm saying, if they're going to trade him after the year. You can't be like, we need a better deal. It's like, come on, we all see the same thing.
Yeah, it's time to move on.
Yeah. And at least there's Crawford. Like, if they did want to move on from him, they...
Oh, Crawford.
Come on, man.
He's going to be batting 230 next year.
Yeah, oh, are you
guess
kidding
what?
Me?
If he hits 230 with no power, come on. I think we might... This quote... So, Dave Dombrowski was on with Murph the other night before the game. Murph is not when he's taking phone calls. This is pregame.
Yeah.
And this might be shedding some light on what has happened with the Kyle Schwarber thing and their thought process.
You've certainly been asked about the guys that will be free agents, Kyle Schwarber being one of them, JT, of course, Ranger. I know those decisions are far away from being made, but the planning for those decisions, it does. It has to start now, right?
Well, you do start looking at it. In fact, you've been looking at it for a while because you're always budgeting towards years ahead. So, yes, you're looking at those type things. I think basically usually when you get to this time of the year, even though there's a lot of anxiousness from people outside the organization, that it's usually not a lot of time where contract negotiations beyond this year take place because you're focused on trying to win right now. You don't want to be a distraction at all. You don't want to have it where you sign this guy and you don't sign that guy. So this group is upset, and so you're in a position where you're thinking about it, you're planning on it. But really, normally, and I will always... There's sometimes exceptions, but the normal procedures would be you wait till after the season to really progress with those type of conversations.
That's a more confident Dave Dombrowski, mm-hmm. it sounded, in signing him. And I get it. You can't – the contract now, you're not getting any bargain if you extend him now. There's no bargain.
And it seems like they're worried about doing it and then annoying JT.
Yes.
And maybe Ranger.
Ranger, yeah.
So, because the Eagles have stopped doing the in-season contracts, which they used to do a lot.
Yes.
And I wonder if maybe that's part of their thinking as well. Yeah. And then just pay him after the year. And it's fine.
And sense.
Well, and Dombrowski's like, I don't want it to be a distraction. And Schwarber's like, oh, well, I'm just going to do a first pitch. You don't want a distraction.
Yeah. You don't want a distraction? I'll give you one.
Watch this. Yeah, I would go to the Reds.
To me, it's the comments the day before.
Yes.
Then the first pitch.
Then the
just
first
really
pitch.
Just adds it all together. Yeah. Well,
and the one part from the cut of him talking about it is like, he said, that's my buddy Gordo, basically. I go, we don't know who Gordon is.
Yeah. Like,
who the hell's Gordon? Anyway, two final things here. Pete Alonso on the ball where he passed Daryl Strawberry.
Oh,
it was written, Straw goes down. Is that Pete Alonso or is that someone else? If it's Pete Alonso, it's embarrassing.
I don't think it's Pete Alonso. So I saw it. I have nothing against Pete Alonso. Zero.
I have a lot against Pete
I know
Alonso.
You do.
He hates Pete Alonso.
Yeah. So, like, we did a... Carton did a thing with Pete Alonso at a comedy club last year. Pete Alonso was like, he's goofy and awkward, but seems like a totally normal, nice guy. I got nothing against Pete Alonso. Down goes Straw on the ball is the lamest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I simply cannot believe that he wrote on the ball, down goes Straw. Like, and that again, is disrespectful.
It's 254 home runs.
Well, could you imagine if when Jimmy Rollins became the all-time hit leader, he got the right. ball and he went down go Schmitty on the
Take
ball?
Take that, Schmitty.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see the reaction of everybody from that.
I would have loved to see the reaction from Schmitty, to be quite honest with you.
He might have got a fight on the field.
Yeah, it would have been on the field fighting right well, there.
And Strawberry was being...
He was great.
Yeah, he's congratulating Elijah.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, down goes Straw. Come on, man. Have a little respect to one of the best players in franchise history. Yeah, a lame thing. I hope he didn't write it. I haven't seen anybody report
if he
who
didn't
wrote
write it.
It,
Nimmo wrote it.
If Nimmo is a guy, or McNeil.
But one of those two rats.
Yeah,
wrote
Nimmo
it.
Or McNeil would have written it.
And then final thing. This is a big one. So we are always monitoring the dirtiness in the Phillies booth. We've mentioned Dirty Rube a lot.
Oh, God.
Dude, this is...
Oh, God.
Let me tell you something.
I have not heard it.
It's...
In context, it's hilarious.
Yeah. So there's a...
Or
there's,
out of context.
This is a video.
So it's a video with T-Mac.
Yeah,
and he is talking to one of the the TikTok content creators. Like, they play his game with fans sometimes. They're like named. They do trivia stuff sometimes.
Okay.
And the thing with T-Mac, they got T-Mac, and they're interviewing T-Mac, and they're saying, "We go back and forth. You name a Philly, I name a Philly. The first one who runs out of a Philly,
it's like around
loses.
The horn.
Okay. Yeah, it's like around the horn.
They're basically playing around the horn.
So here's how it. Here's how that video went.
Oh, wow. Stupid. Oh, God.
He did have his head on his neck,
oh, wow.
on his body. Yeah.
Yeah. Good head. Wow. He meant like a smart player? Is that what he's saying?
I think bald because T-Mac's bald.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah. They showed a picture of his head.
Gotcha.
I feel like they showed a picture of Polanco right afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Because Polanco was the next guest.
Yeah. Polanco's got a... Didn't Polanco have a big head?
Oh, yeah. He had a dome. Yeah. He had a dome. I remember Polanco. Yeah.
He was talking about his head on his neck.
Goodness.
No. We're stopping.
Yes, we get the point.
We're stopping.
God.
T-Mac.
Not baseball people, man.
Yeah, everybody's getting involved now. Ben Davis is getting involved.
Ben Davis is a problem. Yeah. Everyone's aware about
it. T-Mac's a problem. Amaro's
Rube,
a problem.
Yeah,
Stock.
Rube goes the hardest, man.
Yep.
He
Whoa.
Really does.
Yeah.
I know.
Stocker.
Yeah,
Stocker's
a
problem.
Yeah, I got another out-of-pocket Stockett last night.
Oh, you did?
I got to find it, but
okay.
Yes. Castellanos bumped down to sixth in the lineup tonight. So.
Wow.
The slow move to the eighth.
They're all trying to live up to Sarge.
Yeah, well, Sarge is
Sarge
the gold standard.
Yeah.
Clip will ever top jerk off the ball.
Yes, that is the biggest one.
The gold standard.
Do you think they're trying to do with Castellanos like an Office Space where they put Milton in the basement and stop paying him just to give him the hint that he didn't work there anymore? Maybe they just keep moving Castellanos down the lineup till he's out of the lineup, hoping he won't notice. Maybe
it's
that's
getting closer and closer.
215-592-9494. Rick in Harleysville. You're on WIP. What's up, Ray?
Not much. You know what? If they can keep moving Nick down as long as they don't take a stapler.
Yes. His red stapler. Yeah.
Right. How did Ike and Spike, how did you guys just not react at all to when Jack said that he had his mom come over and weed whack the last time the Phillies were on Roku?
Oh, it's an
old story. Because we've already...
Yeah, we've
been roasting him over this already. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, we had talked about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just become a part of Jack lore. Everybody.
I mean, what do you bring it up? Yeah, really. I mean, what does he bring it up? Love Jack, but that's just nothing.
Well, he does nothing.
Yes, he does nothing.
You know, he has his dad changing his tire still.
Has his wife taking care of the kids.
Wife take care of the kids.
And the house
can't
and the bills.
The car. Yes.
And the bills and the house stuff and Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Still me, though.
It's still me.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, it is. Spike, I noticed that your pledge doesn't include Joe Barrow.
It does.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah. Are you going to take the pledge? The Jalen Hurts QB list pledge?
It doesn't offend me. I don't get bothered. I mean, if they put in like 15th or 20th or something like that, then I'd get, I think everybody would... has a right to bitch and complain about it, but not, where he's at now. Top 10, based on what people think of how he is as a quarterback. I want him. He's our guy. He went to two Super Bowls in the past 3 years, won one, and was the MVP. Is he the best throwing quarterback? Absolutely not. We can all agree on, well, most of us can agree on that.
Yeah.
But he is not, he's our guy, you know,
that's
so I'm
it.
Not going to get offended about where somebody else may or may not put him. It's all, I mean, it's content. You got to feed the beast. I get it. You know, and just like you said, that people are, they just want a reaction.
Rick, if I had told all of us 4 years ago we'd have a top 10 quarterback and a Super Bowl and another Super Bowl appearance, are you happy? We'd all have taken that.
Yep.
I'm taking it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So you want to be in the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, huh?
I do want to be in the league.
All right. Well, why don't you try to convince us?
Okay.
All right.
Now, from here on out, you can call me Chef Rick because I'm going to cook.
Wow.
Of course, I can attend the draft. Okay.
Okay.
That's basic, and I'll set my team each week.
Yep.
All right. Just a little added bonus for you guys. I haven't played fantasy football in about 35 years. Okay.
So you're going to stink.
Last time I played, this is more of an advantage for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
The last time that I played, I had a, I went to the Academy with my brother and we picked up magazines to look at pro football. You know, the internet, really was just coming. I mean, I think, yeah, when we did the draft, the commissioner was writing everything down on, you know, pen and paper. It was ridiculous. So, all right, other qualifications. I'm one of the many listeners in the whole pause that aren't regular callers. I'm a Foxhole guy.
Okay.
All right. Now, you guys have heard this expression. It doesn't apply to you. Mm-hmm. Where people have the face for radio.
Yes.
You've heard that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I have the voice for print media, unfortunately, so I don't call in a lot.
Yeah.
I was at the McGurk's in Warrisford with the Jeffrey over Josh.
Okay.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a deep cut.
Okay.
I was there by myself in front. Spike, I spoke with you afterwards. I asked if you were the Spike that worked at another radio station. We had a little conversation. Might have started a few Eagles chants.
Oh, there you go.
On my own.
All right.
You know.
All right, Rick.
So,
you are registered.
Oh, there's more.
Oh.
Wait. No, I got both.
All right, you got 15 more seconds.
I'm a regular on the text line. I'm no way Alex from Lancaster, but my texts are on and they're red.
Okay.
I have a signed copy of Jack's book that I pre-ordered from moneyballbook.com.
Okay.
I'm a 5-year Creedsman.
Okay.
I have a suggestion. One, you know, here's the best. I sent a scathing email to Rod Lakin.
There you go.
Over 650 words.
For us not being a training camp. Yeah.
Yes, you guys have been not being in training camp.
All right, Rick, you are officially and Jack, can you confirm he is a text line contributor?
He is, yeah.
Okay, all right.
He made a text line the other day.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
By the way, rod.lakin@odyssey.com. Here is another day we were not at Eagles training camp. He has until next Wednesday. If he doesn't get it done, I give his cell number out on the air.
Wow.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Nick Foles gives us even more insight into the Philly special.
Foles-y?
You thought you knew everything. Well, seems like you didn't. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.